Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Here's what we're talking about. I think, Evan, you got to play this, right? This is Sham Sharania, ESPN. The other thing I want to point out is this more than a coincidence that this is the report
after
Kuminga scores 33? Take a listen.
Warriors are on the real hunt for a star, a playmaker, a scorer alongside Stephen Curry. And you think back to the summer when they pursued Lauri Markkanen with the Utah Jazz. They made a pitch for Paul George as a free agent with the Clippers. And the debate with the Warriors and teams that look into that situation is, for them, are they going to find that externally outside of this roster currently, or will it be in-house with a player like Jonathan Kuminga? And last night you look at it, 33 points, the first time he plays 30 minutes in a game all season. He's shown with his output that as his role elevates, so do his stats at different points. And that relationship between Jonathan Kuminga and Steve Kerr, something that Warriors officials have been monitoring over the last year or so, and how he fits in when Stephen Curry and Draymond Green are back in the lineup will be interesting to monitor. But the Warriors' future will be shaped over the next few weeks and the next couple months before the trade deadline. How can they get that next championship with Stephen Curry and Draymond Green?
Internal or external? You want it to be Kuminga or you want it to be somebody else? That's how you'd boil it down.
Yeah, and I'm Dub fans just want to win, right, Stoney? So, again, it would have to be compare and contrast. I would need to know who that external person was.
Yeah, and yeah. I'm always a little bit doubtful of guys who would be coming in here and fitting in to a certain style of play, but that's just me.
I'm going to use one of your lines. It is funny, isn't it, that this comes right after the night Kuminga has his best performance.
It's interesting for sure, no doubt. 888-957-9570 is the number. Boy, Warriors, what a difference a game makes.
Yeah.
They played terrific last night. They beat the Houston Rockets. And tonight they play the Minnesota Timberwolves. Different kind of challenge. Let's see how it all plays out, especially if Steph Curry and Draymond Green play. Let's go to Greg. Greg's on 880. What's up, Greg? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Doing well.
Yeah, the first name that came to my mind was Jimmy Butler. I think he would fit in great, and we get playoff Jimmy. He can win a couple games for us.
Wow. Well, that's a name that our producer Evan has brought up on more than one occasion. You want to know what I think?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. No. I'm out.
Curry be out? That's
a fair question. I'm just saying that's what I'm not doing. I'm not bringing a 35-year-old in here. A 35-year-old to be the guy. I get it.
The pickings might be slim.
I can't do it.
Jimmy on a good day is a baller.
And here's why. The idea to me that you're gonna go to post this year, try to win it with a 37-year-old, yeah, a 35-year-old, and Draymond Green at the core of your team. Now, keep in mind, if you get Jimmy Butler, you're thinner. You clearly gave up two or three players.
Are you better?
Huh?
I would say, are you better?
I would say yes. I am passing on Jimmy Butler to me.
Evan, what do you say to that?
You know, I'm not saying if you want him, you're wrong.
Out, I'm in. At what is Evan on Jimmy buckets?
He's probably going to cost you Wiggins, one of Pajemski or Kuminga, or perhaps both, and draft picks, plus maybe GP2 or D'Anthony Melton. That's a lot.
An injury history too. And
I'm not even worried about the injury. They're just in general, like, again, if you could drop Jimmy Butler onto this team, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Right.
But I think right now, and what Shams also said is they're going to wait a couple months to do this or figure out if they can do it, is I think you have to figure out if Kuminga and Wiggins can play together alongside Curry and Draymond.
I agree.
And I would just say to that, Evan, you're right. Stani, shouldn't we already know that answer? It looked like it was an automatic no. I never felt that way. I've been lobbying for run them out there, make it work. But are we really saying we need two more? And I get it, but that just tells you maybe they hadn't maximized the pass. Like, they should already know this or feel it.
But this was, like, that's the thing. Last night was a one-off because they got to play without Steph and Draymond.
But even last season, had you played Kuminga more, would you be closer to knowing that answer?
Well, there's two different questions to me. It's Wiggins and Kuminga together, which worked last night. Why did it work?
Because Kuminga was the one and Wiggins was the two.
Because they both could score 25 points a game. They're not both gonna be scorers if Steph is playing and averaging 25 a game.
That's the reality.
And so one of those guys has to figure out a way to be as effective with less shots and more efficiency and more doing other things. And maybe they're not capable of doing that consistently.
And that's why they might be hunting if this report is accurate.
They might be. But Jimmy Butler, I'm out.
Yeah.
For that reason, I'm out. Here's the other thing. Can we really do this? All right. I'm looking at Jimmy Butler, who's 35. This is the number of games he's played over the years, over the last 5 or 6 years. 58, 52, 57, 64, 60, and this year he's missed 7 games. Like, you can't win if your 3 most important players are all only playing 60 games a year.
I get that.
And that for me is too much of a risk. But 888-957-9570, what do you think about what Shams Charania has said?
He would be coming off the books. You would only have him for this year.
Who?
Jimmy Butler.
Okay.
He has a player option that he said he's not opting into.
All right.
So if you acquired him,
you could be bam, wham, bam.
You wouldn't have to worry about hitching your wagon to an older player for that long.
Fair. But are you really going to get Jimmy for 1 year, go all in for, and you lose two of your young guys and maybe a pick or two?
And I would love to see what they choose from here.
You know what the other thing is, and I appreciate that, Evan. I think sometimes during the trade, Butler can say, I'm going to opt in. And you can guarantee that if the Warriors would want to do that and if Butler would want to do that.
Well, he probably wants to opt out because he wants a new contract. I mean, that's...
But he's got to be careful, don't you think?
Jimmy?
Yeah. He's 35.
I mean, Paul George has got a max contract.
Yeah, you're right. Wow. Hey, when you're right, you're right. Let's go to Matt in Oakland. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Hey, fellas. How you doing? I'm on 882. I didn't see that other guy. But anyway.
Right.
Let's start with Kuminga.
All right.
I mean, yes, that was a really nice snapshot. And what I liked was that he was doing that middle game. He wasn't, trying to plow to the basket all the time. He kind of backed off. given that little bit of the Kawhi, you know, DeRozan thing, just one game, I understand that. If he can do that for the next month, I still think they should make a trade, but just not him. I you know, if they could get, say, Vukovic for GP2 and Melton's salary and some picks or whatever, I would do that.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But unless it's like Giannis, all that other stuff just sounds stupid. I mean, Butler, are you serious? I mean, and got the team with a bunch of guys who are, yeah, I'm with you 100% on that. Anyway, that's all I got. But certainly was interesting last night. It was a beautiful moment, you know, when Curry and Gray came up to Kuminga.
Yeah.
It is like, God loves me.
That's a great one.
All right.
Appreciate the call.
It is fascinating, right? It's already fascinating on, again, what they got to choose from, if any, and who, to his point, could you pull off something without including Kuminga, which I think is highly unlikely because I think that's your best chip if you choose to go that route. But what would they decide that they feel like this is the guy we would do it for?
Yeah.
How old is he? What's his stat? Like, wow, man.
If I'm the Warriors, and I'm looking for this so-called star, he's got to be 30, 31 or younger. Yeah, I just can't do it. It's too perilous with Butler's injury history and Curry's age and Draymond's age. That's just me. 888-957-9570. And this is I love this because we're talking about this all day, which has been a lot of fun. But then every once in a while, you read this, and you got to talk about it. 415, Comcast Business Text Line. Read and react versus no read and react. That was the difference between last night and when you have to play with Steph and Dre.
Wow.
That is a great point. By the same token, I'll agree with Guru here. You got to figure a way to make it cut down the middle some way. It can't be, well, if it's one way or the other altogether. You got to figure out a way to play the way you want to play and then maybe play a little bit different down the stretch. Hell, they did it with Durant. They played 43 minutes, read and react, and then the last 5 minutes, if they ever needed to, then just give the ball to Durant.
But he's 22, Kuminga.
You're right.
And
yep.
Yeah, I'm sure they've been in the lab. Like, I think the onus is on him to, and I'm not saying he's not doing it or he's not on his way to, but
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
But just hearing that Shams report, we kind of knew what time it was coming into the season. You kept talking about just the possibility if they don't pull anything off in the offseason, the deadline, and that's months away. But, man, I mean, we could be looking at a heart transplant to this team in regard to trading something and getting something in. But, Stani, I do know this. Even if it doesn't work, they've already are on record as saying, and Kirk Lacob joined us not too long ago, like Steph is still – I know it's the Golden State Warriors, but they're going all in, I believe, or trying to go all in for him.
And
they could blow up in their face.
Exactly.
Do you hear he's earned that, though? What Steph means to the Bay and what he's meant for the
Warriors.
I think
Steph's earned a lot. What he hasn't earned is to devastate our franchise in the future if we make a mistake. Mm. You know, that's where I'm at with Steph Curry. And I would rather.
Do you ever earn that, huh?
If there's a move out there that you just don't think you can make, and Steph wants to make it, but you as an organization are just like, we can't give up 5 draft picks from 25 to 35 with Steph not here, then you got to go to Steph and say, well, look, we can't do that. So now what do you want to do? We're telling you we can't.
And that's the Warrior fans. I tremble when I hear that because that could be a reality. But when you do that, Stani, then the handwriting's on the wall. Like, some finality is close to happening. And him donning another uniform, nobody even wants to hear that.
Boy, I was going to say this, and then I saw it on the Comcast business text line. And
so you're not stealing.
Well, I'm not, but I had the exact same thought about tomorrow's show with Evan Giddings and Dan Devone. Give it a plug right now, Evan.
Warriors This Week?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Warriors This Week, every week, Saturday mornings, 9 to noon.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. Tomorrow's show is going to be must listen.
Because of what transpires.
Because if
tonight.
Kuminga is either great or terrible tonight, that show is going to be en fuego tomorrow. Can you imagine if Kuminga goes out tonight with Curry and Draymond, plays a great game, and helps bring it home? Oh, you guys are going to be on cloud. I mean, man.
What if he gets buried?
If he gets buried, there will be as much interest. Just the tenor of the show, perhaps, won't be as positive. Oh, I'm locked
in.
I'm going to have it. Yeah, I'm going to be on my way to Friedman's.
So what you got out there?
Going to walk around the store.
But
that's all you have to do.
No, I get that. But is there something going on with the station?
I don't need.
So you're just going up there. Wow.
That's exactly right.
Zucci Man said,
I'm telling you.
Your stuff out there.
You know what? I'll tell you what. And I'm going to pitch this to Friedman's. I hope people are crazy.
Ball one.
Here's what I'd like. Evan, you've been to Friedman's, right? And you're
I have.
All right. You've been to Friedman's. Anybody who's been to Friedman's knows it is unbelievable. Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to empty the store one time, completely empty, and get about 20 people to play a game of hide and seek. That would be so much fun at Friedman's Appliance. Oh my God.
I think your IQ takes a hit with
that. I don't care. That would be fun.
Bring it.
They've got about 99 live working vignettes.
I get you.
Oh my gosh, that would be so fun.
I hadn't heard that in forever.
You can get a little lost in there. It's so big.
It's that big.
It's so cool.
What exit is it off of?
It's right off. It's you go 24.
Okay, Caldecott.
And then you go a little bit on to when you go a little bit towards SAC.
Okay.
And then you get off pretty quickly.
So you're passing where I used to work?
Ignacio Valley.
There we go. Okay,
you go past
you.
Ignacio Valley.
Right. Willow and all that little stuff.
Yeah, around there. Around there. Let's go to Telmo. Telmo's in the city.
Yeah.
Hey, Telmo.
Steiny Goo, what's up, fellas?
Hey, hey. Tell us Mo.
So here's the thing, and fans don't want to hear this, and we're having a conversation based on sports and fandom, and here's what's getting lost in this whole situation, okay? The Warriors are a sports team, but they're a business for Joe Lacob. And his number one commodity, the most valuable thing the Warriors have, isn't even basketball or winning. Right now it's Stephen Curry, okay? He took them from a $500 million franchise to they're probably valued right now at, you know, I'd say $8 billion north, probably closer to 10, right? So he is a global brand. He's a generational player. And so we're talking about his basketball's declining and where does he fit with Kuminga and what's the future and what are you going to do? And they're not the Golden State Currys. It doesn't matter. If you run a business, you don't get rid of your biggest asset, your most valuable asset. Steph Curry's on TV. He has brands. He's everywhere. Any stadium the team travels to, the opposing stadium, there's 1,000 people in there wearing Steph Curry jerseys. So we can have this conversation, do all the things. At the end of the day, Steph Curry's not going anywhere. So their Warriors are going to do what they need to do to make it so he can go out on top at least one more. And maybe Kuminga ends up a casualty of that. And one last thing is I take umbrage to people saying that Kerr hasn't coached him over the last 4 years. I've seen him coach Juan Toscano-Anderson up, all these other guys that had no place in the league and make them valuable rotation players. So I don't think it's a matter of coaching. And maybe it's, you know, and we've seen this kind of like with Kuminga's camp. When you have a lot of yes people and telling you maybe he's being told his game is great and he doesn't need to do something. So I'm not saying that he's not coachable, but I'm just really have a hard time buying that Steve Kerr, who coached all these other guys, can't coach Kuminga. But going back to the original issue, it's Steph Curry. It's going to be Steph Curry until he doesn't want to be there anymore. And I don't think there's another conversation to be had.
Mm. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
And
he very well could be right, Stoney.
But he could be wrong. And
well, things would have to go wrong for Curry to be.
Well, things were going wrong yesterday.
Well,
before the game. I'm just saying. They were going yesterday. Not great. And here's all I'm saying with Steph Curry. I'm not doing anything. And I want to say Joe Lacob's on record as kind of saying, well, we're not just giving up draft pick after draft pick down the road. You know, as far as what you owe Steph Curry, yes, you owe him some things.
I feel like everything.
I don't think you owe Steph Curry the right to gamble. And if that move doesn't work, you're screwed. Like that, I don't think you owe him. I just looked. He's going to make $500 million over the course of his career. $500 million. Now, did he make Joe Lacob more than $500 million? Yeah, he probably did. But like, that's where sometimes we owe Steph. Man, I mean, he's been the highest paid player in the game for a long period of time, or among the top highest paid players in the game. And I'm not against getting Steph help. That's not what I'm saying. But you better believe that if they're going to make a move like that, Mike Dunleavy, and I know Mike Dunleavy. I've never lived with Mike Dunleavy, but I've checked into a hotel with him but alongside him. And he can be pretty conservative about this. I'd be very surprised I don't think Mike Dunleavy's the kind of guy to willy-nilly get a guy in here, give up three future firsts, lose two of his young players for a 5% chance. I don't think Mike's that kind of guy.
Man, well, this is what we know, to Telmo's point, and I agree with him. Curry will remain in the Warrior uniform. But, Stoney, when you hear what we already knew, what time it was, they're hunting. They may do and shock you, and some fans may not agree with it, but it feels like they're all in on trying. And if that's picks or futures of who's on these young players now, I feel like that's what they're trying to do. Give me a name, and I can't.
Well, and I would say, of all the names we're talking about, and I've seen, LaMelo Ball, I've seen Jimmy Butler.
Ingram.
I've seen Vucevic. I've seen Ingram. I am not giving up two of my young players and three future firsts to do it with any of those guys. Feel free to disagree. 888-957-9570 is the number.
And you may not have to do none of that. Again, here I go. I'm thinking big. If somehow Kuminga and Wiggins can tap into a little of what they did last night with the soldiers back and Draymond and Steph. That's why I'm excited about tonight. And again, it's only another 48 minutes. There'll be a game on Sunday. But, man, they were the 1-2 last night, and they brought it home.
Yeah. I mean, we got to prepare ourselves for anything tonight if Draymond and Steph play. And we got to prepare ourselves for Kuminga getting 20 minutes and maybe not playing in crunch time.
And I don't want to be negative, but if they both play tonight, we expect them to.
Sure.
Shouldn't Warrior fan kind of expect the same? Because I'm the biggest
same
dreamer.
What?
Warrior team that's been what they were when these guys have all been there, you know? Or is Wiggins, did they get a night's sleep in Kuminga to where something popped to where it's going to translate tonight as a whole to where we'll see the best of everybody? That's what I'm kind of saying. I'm like, or is it going to just look like normal and, you know, they got a good record, but...
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.